CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 30th of July, 2023. Here are the main news headlines. Tonight at 8, event on the Ofcom Amateur Radio Consultation. Barcoded stamps. GB2RS in Morse code. The RSGB is holding two special live Tonight at 8 events focusing on the Ofcom Amateur Radio Consultation, and it encourages all radio amateurs to take part. On Monday the 31st of July, the session will look at contests, operating and call sign policy in an event that might be of particular interest to full licensees. On Monday the 7th of August, the focus will be on foundation and intermediate topics, including call signs and exam changes, as well as the consultation clauses that might lead to new opportunities for outreach activities for everyone. Instead of the usual webinar style, these events will be forums where, after a short introduction, a panel of RSGB experts will answer your questions. Questions can be submitted on the night of the event via the live chat, or you can send in the questions in advance. Advanced questions can be emailed, or a short, clear video of you asking your question. In either case, please keep the questions short and include your name and call sign. Send questions by 12 noon on Friday before the event to comms@rsgb.org.uk and find out more about the events and the consultation of the RSGB website at rsgb.org/license-review, all one word. From tomorrow, the 31st of July, you should not apply non-bar stamped codes with Her Late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II's image to any mail. In doing so, the sender or recipient may have to pay a surcharge. This news is highlighted to radio amateurs who use stamped address QSL card envelopes. Please ensure all stamped addressed envelopes have valid barcode stamps on them. This applies only to stamps with Her Late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II's image on them and does not apply to stamps which have other pictures on them. These can continue to be used. Royal Mail will exchange all non-barcoded stamps with new barcoded ones free. To do this, download a form from Royal Mail website. Complete it and include it alongside the stamps that are being returned. For more information and to download a form, visit royalmail.com/sending/barcoded-stamps. GB2RS newsreader Graham, G4JBD, has developed an online tool which plays Morse code based on the current GB2RS news script at a variety of different speeds to help simulate a realistic HF operating environment. The system can be set to include man-made band noise, or QRM, and or natural band noise, or QRN. To try the system for yourself, go to thersgb.org/go/GB2RS Morse. The July 2023 edition of Radcom Basics is now available and includes more topics to inspire those who are new to amateur radio and those who want to refresh their skills and knowledge. This edition includes the stories of the winner and runner-up to the RSGB Construction Competition Beginners category, Part 2 of Repairing Circuit Board Tracks, a design for a simple multiband vertical HF antenna, Part 6 of the Basics Basic Fault Finding series, and an account of Lee, G4EJB's recent visit to the RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park. To view Radcom Basics, visit rsgb.org/radcom-basics. The RSGB is also pleased to announce that a new edition of Radcom Plus, Volume 8, Issue 1, is now out. Radcom Plus is the RSGB's digital technical supplement, and RSGB members can read it in HTML5 flipbook, PDF, and EPUB formats. This issue includes an article on compact broadband active antenna for VHF and UHF, and other operating on the 30 terahertz band, I think that is, that's THZ. Radcom Plus can be accessed via rsgb.org/radcom-plus. Now for details of rallies and events, Wiltshire Radio and Car Boots Dale takes place today, Sunday the 30th of July, at Kington Langley Village Hall, and playing field Kington Langley Wiltshire, SN155NJ. The event starts at 9 a.m, finishes at 1 p.m. £3 to get in, indoor tables are sold out, but there's plenty of Car Boot space available. Admittance for Car Booters is £10 and for vans it's £15. For further information, please contact Rally at chippenhamradio.club. Part one of the British Amateur Television Club's Convention for Amateur TV 2023, or CAT 23, will take place on Sunday the 6th of August at Midland Air Museum in Coventry. This is a meet-up, show-and-tell, test-and-fix-it, and bring-and-buy event from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be full ATV and microwave test facilities available for QO100, 5.6 gigs FM, ports down, mini tuner, ride and power amplifiers and preamps. And that word I mispronounced is supposed to be mini tuner. Just work that out. King's Lynn Amateur Radio Club's 33rd Great Eastern Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 6th of August. The venue will be Gaywood Community Centre, Gayton Road, King's Lynn, Norfolk, P34EL. Doors open to visitors at 9 a.m. Admission is £2.50. The doors open to traders at 7 a.m. An outdoor pitch costs £8. An indoor table costs £10. Car parking is free. There'll be a trade stand. There will be trade stands and bring and buy area. On-site catering will be available. For more information, contact rally.clark, that's K-L-A-R-C, at gmail.com, or visit klarc.org.uk. Now for special event news, DR45HAAN is the special call sign for DARC's Ortsverband Han to celebrate its 45th anniversary. The station will be active until the 30th of December, sorry, September. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau and direct cards via DL7ET. Special call sign LX90RTL is used to celebrate the 90th anniversary of Radio Luxembourg's first long-wave broadcast. It'll be used by various LX operators until the end of the year. Listen for the call sign on the HF bands on SSB, CW, digital modes and via satellite. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the DARC Bureau. The logs will be uploaded to Club Log, Logbook of the World and EQSL on a regular basis. For more information, see qrz.com. Now for DX News, today is the last chance to contact Giuseppe, IK5WWA, who's active as IM0C from San Pietro Island, EU165. He's QRV on the 40 to 2 metre bands, QSL via home call. The IP1X team is active from Gallinara Island, EU083, today the 30th. They're operating CW and SSB on the 80 to 10 metre bands in the IOTA contest, QSL via IU1JCZ, direct or via the Bureau. More details and updates via qrz.com. MD1U is active in the IOTA contest today the 30th as part of the expedition to Scarlet Point Tower on the Isle of Man, QSL via M0OXO's OQRS page and Logbook of the World. For more information, see qrz.com. Sunny, VU2CUW, a member of the 42nd Indian Scientific Expedition to Antarctica, will be based at Maitri Station, Antarctica, for around a year. In his spare time, he'll be active as Alpha Tango 42 India, QSL via VU2CRS. Essoy, TA2OM, has been active as 3 Charlie 3 Charlie Alpha from Bioko Island, AF010, in Equatorial Guinea since October 2022. His current plans are to stay there until sometime in August. He uploads his log to Club Log and Logbook of the World on a regular basis. Contest news, the RSGB IOTA or Islands on the Air contest ends at 1200 UTC today, the 30th of July. Using CW and SSB on the 8 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange's signal report, serial number and IOTA reference. Today the 30th, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC using all modes on 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday the 1st of August, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 2 meter band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday the 1st of August, the 144 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 2 meter band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 2nd of August, the 144 megs FT8 activity 4 hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2 meter band, the exchange's report and 4 character locator. Also on that Wednesday the 2nd, the 144 megs FT8 activity 2 hour contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2 meter band, the exchange's report and 4 character locator. Stations entering the 4 hour contest can also enter the 2. On Saturday the 5th of August, the EU HF Championship runs from 0000 to 2359 UTC using CW and SSB 80 to 10 meter bands. The exchange's signal report and 2 digits of the year in which you were first licensed. On Saturday the 5th of August, August the 4th, 144 megs backpackers contest runs from 1400 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes on the 2 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator, and 2 letter postcode. Also, Saturday the 5th of August, the 144 megs low power contest runs from 1400 to 1800 UTC. All modes on the 2 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator, and 2 letter postcode. Worktall Britain 144 megs low power contest takes place on Saturday the 5th of August. From 1400 to 1800, note that the maximum power that can be used in this contest has been increased to 25 watts. The exchange's report, serial number and Worktall Britain Square, if applicable. Entries should be submitted to the contest manager by the 15th of August. Full details of the rules, please see the Worktall Britain website. Sunday, the 6th of August. The 432 megs low power contest runs from 0800 to 1200 UTC. Using all modes on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and 2 letter postcode. UK 6 meter group Summer Marathon ends its 3 month run on Sunday the 6th of August. Using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange is your 4 character locator. Milford Radio Propagation Report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, it was a mixed bag last week with periods of settled conditions but 2 periods when the KP index was above 4. These unsettled geomagnetic conditions impacted HF, subduing signals and generally not helping at all. The cause was a coronal mass ejection or CME that passed Earth late on Tuesday the 25th of July. This triggered a minor G1 geomagnetic storm with a solar wind speed above 500 kilometers per second and the BZ component of the interplanetary magnetic field pointing south. By the early hours of Thursday morning, the KP index was down to 2.33, but there was talk of another CME threatening to push it up again. We dodged a bullet on the 24th of July when a large halo CME was observed leaving the sun. It was so powerful that despite taking place on the other side of the sun, energetic proton levels streamed past Earth. By Wednesday lunchtime, things were back to normal. By Thursday, there were 10 active regions visible on the sun with a solar flux of 167. Daytime HF conditions are still relatively poor, although the evenings are beginning to show an improvement. We probably won't see a return to excellent HF conditions until September or October. Having said that, at 12:30 UTC on Thursday, there were openings on 15 metres FT8 to Japan, Australia, Indonesia, Puerto Rico, Cuba and Anguilla, despite the predicted MUF over 3,000 kilometres being around 19 megs. In other words, make sure you actually listen on the bands. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be between 155 to 170. KP index is forecast to be around 2. There may be a blip on Wednesday the 3rd when it's forecast to rise to 3. As always, this is likely to change if we get more solar flares and associated CMEs. VHF. The coming week is likely to continue its unsettled theme, although unlike last week, this time we may find a temporary ridge of high pressure building over southern England at the end of the week. It's some way off and much could change before we get there, but there is a hint of some tropo next Friday, perhaps lasting into Saturday afternoon for the 144 megs low-power contest. The rest of the week and much of next, however, will stay firmly in the unsettled pattern, with just rain scattered to console us. The sporadic e-season often provides activity on the 6-metre band into the first week of September, so plenty of time to look for those chance QSOs. Last week saw a huge opening to Japan and a smaller opening to North America, so there's plenty of time to look for. Current spell of unsettled weather is driven by a strong jet stream across the Atlantic into northern Europe and may be a positive sign for sporadic e-paths that cross it, perhaps to Iberia, round through Italy to the Balkans. Other modes are relatively low probability when compared with sporadic e, but the disturbed solar conditions could make aurora a contender on those occasions when the KP index is above 5. Meteor scatter activity continues to increase as we head into the August Perseids, which peak around the 12th and 13th of August. The moon reaches minimum declination on Sunday, becoming positive again next Saturday, so there will be short moon windows early in the week. Perigee is on Wednesday, so path losses are low. 144 meg sky noise is high this coming weekend, turning low late Monday. That's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me. Until next week also.